Wisconsin, it's finally here. Yuengling, oldest brewery in America, family-owned and operated for six generations, and now officially in Wisconsin. Whether I'm tailgating, watching the game at a sports bar, just kicking back, I'm reaching for a Yuengling. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, PA. Enjoy responsibly.
There's a lot to address with you guys. I always appreciate you guys having me on every other week. I also have learned clearly none of you ever listened to our show.
From Madison to the Big Apple.
You can have an elite defender, you know, quarterback, tackler.
Matt, do you think that Josh Jacobs will be the best ball runner in the league this year?
I'm not the QB whisperer. I'm just a whisperer.
Yeah. The second that red light goes off, he's like, hey, what are you doing? What's going on?
I mean, he does that in segment too sometimes.
That's true.
Here's the thing about Caleb Williams that you guys need to know.
Evan Cohen, who co-hosts Unsportsmanlike right here on ESPN Radio.
It's time for Evan Cohen on Jim, Matt, and Molly.
That is Evan Cohen's entrance music, but I've been told there might be a video issue, so I'm going to chime in with some text in on the Carbless Talking text line. This is more. Matt in the greenhouse chimes in because we're talking about, are you superstitious? I remember my dad swearing at the TV about Randy Moss when he was a Viking. It doesn't have anything to do with being superstitious, but he is sharing a story. I think probably closer to your Darn It doll, Matt Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
And then Adam in Mount Horeb, 1986 here as far as when he was born. I'm with Matt. High standards started with Holmgren and Ron Wolf. Not winning a Super Bowl means a severe disappointment. Because we are asking
you. Cry me a river.
We are asking Packer fans. Yeah, the much aggrieved Matt Hamilton. Things just don't go well for you, do they, huh?
Well, I'm just saying.
Just don't catch any breaks.
Jim, you have had lower expectations for your Bears. The way you talk about them prior to this Caleb Williams, you were like, well, if they lose, whatever. Like, I knew they were going to lose. That sounds way easier to like wrap your head around than being like, we're gonna make it to the Super Bowl again and again and again, and then watch Bostic drop and watch the made field goal by the Giants to take you out at Lambeau, and watch Kaepernick run for 146 on you.
Okay, so
it's terrible.
So Matt and Ryan, I don't mean to throw shade at you, but in your theory, with all due respect, Ryan, in your theory right now,
yes.
If you use relationships as your kind of like, you kind of used it before, better love than lost, never loved at all.
Oh, God.
You know, someone like me as a Bears fan has basically had Ryan Wollersheim's love life, and like, okay. So you never love.
Wow, geez.
Ryan's a geriatric single person.
And Ryan, so let me ask you, as your life goes on, will you have rather loved than lost or never loved at all?
I have loved before. Hey. Thank you.
Your mom doesn't count.
That's so mean.
I was going to say that, but I'm like, that's too mean.
Molly has no cares today.
No. See, I'm kidding.
Don't you like when Jim is like trying to give himself credit for being nice? I was going to say that, but Molly got through it first. Yeah, but I thought of the joke first.
Yeah. It's why like Molly on the show. She says all the things. My intrusive thoughts somehow go through my brain right into Molly's, and she says them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just so perfect for each other. Wow.
Have you ever seen white chicks when they're like, well, you were thinking it, but you said it. Like, that's literally what it is.
Exactly. So, Ryan, in this analogy, though, as a Bears fan, I've had good seasons. I've loved.
Yeah, that's right. You did make the Super Bowl with Rex Grossman, but you probably went into it thinking, like, we're not going to win this.
I'm not really loving this conversation, so thank goodness Evan Cohen is here now so he can hear all of this. Evan, go ahead.
We might have to involve HR at this point, but... Evan,
this is something. Yeah, this is something. Initially, for whatever reason, I couldn't hear. Then I heard perfectly. Boy, that was rough for Ryan. Prime time, not exactly great.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
And you know, Molly, I'm surprised by Molly because
you shouldn't be.
Jim's the bad guy. Matt's the fun, loving, memorable, loud guy. You know, Molly's the one that really threw the dagger on that one, if we're going to be honest. Like,
uh-huh.
Molly threw the
And Evan Cohen joins us now on the Yuengling guest hotline. Yuengling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. So, Evan, Matt was trying to sell us that he's had it harder as a Packer fan than because he's experienced all this greatness and expectations have been so high for his whole life than, let's say, a Packer fan born in 2006 who has never experienced, like, remembering winning a Super Bowl. Because if you're born in 2006, you probably don't remember the Super Bowl.
Four or five, yeah.
Yeah, so I think he's insane. I think the fan that never got the Super Bowl experience is the fan that's had a tougher existence as a Packer fan than the one that's loved and lost. So So where do you fall on that?
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a great... Is somebody knocking on the door? No, I thought I heard somebody. Anyway, so the love... Now I understand where the better to love and lost and not love at all thing came in. I'm just thinking about... there's an argument that Matt's right, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yes, I knew you would agree with me.
Hold on. Here's why. The worst things you can have in sports as a fan is hope. If you're a Packers fan, what was the year you gave since 06?
Yeah.
So you have no feel for the Super Bowl is what you're saying. Win. Mm-hmm. Let the Rodgers win. That doesn't register. You don't necessarily – that person doesn't have hope that they're going to win at all because they're not a winner. They're not a Super Bowl team for that 06 born person, right? What that person knows is really good season year after year. They don't feel like the Jets. They don't feel like the Browns. They don't feel like the Raiders. They don't feel like a joke at all. They can go to school. Well, let's say they're at UW-Madison. They go to Madison, where I went. Nice win today, although I didn't see any of it. But I'll be wearing Wisconsin gear tomorrow.
Just like Matt Hamilton. Just like Matt Hamilton. I didn't see any of it.
Leave your intrusive thoughts in your head, Jim.
Well, now I have a reason to really go all in to wear it because who are they playing tomorrow?
They are playing Illinois. Yep. Because you can go ahead and it's your show.
Right across from the Illinois grad, and she will be wearing her gear, Michelle, and I'll be wearing mine in Wisconsin. Anyway, so the 20-year-old young person that is a student at UW-Madison, what that sports fan at UW-Madison knows is how good the Packers have been. What Matt Hamilton knows is how great the Packers have been. So Matt Hamilton has hope. That person who's the junior or senior at UW-Madison probably doesn't have that level of hope, thus doesn't feel the level of disappointment that Matt would feel year after year after year after year.
But then what about the 06 person who's had Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback for however long he was there, 20 years, whatever it was. And then they've gone to NFC championship after NFC championship after NFC championship, and they've just been let down. I feel like that person had a lot of hope too.
Does the Bills fan have pain today? The 2006 born Bills fan. Does that person have pain?
Not the way someone who experienced the 80s Bills.
90s
Bills. Born in the 80s. I'm not a Bills fan.
I just know they lost four in a row. And I know, I'm not bringing up the Bills because they're a topic in Wisconsin. I'm bringing up the Bills because the pain of the four Super Bowls in a row is so painful.
Yeah.
Like that would drive you insane. I mean, Molly, it goes back like the 06 person experiences the Badger Final Fours in 14 and 15 in a different way than I do. Because I experienced the best one ever when Coach Bennett got them there in the most shocking, insane way. Like, it's the point is, we could talk about hope. We could talk about you love, you lost in love, whatever it is. When you were born, your experience as a sports fan is totally different. Like, Jim, are your daughters Bears fans?
Caleb Williams specifically, but yes, they are Bears fans.
Okay, right. I'm glad you said it that way. They have a cool young quarterback to latch on to. You never did.
No. Jim Harbaugh?
But my point is, to what Matt and I are saying, imagine the day that Caleb retires and they don't have a cool young quarterback and how much that's going to hurt. And the hope of like, wait, we used to have this. This is disappointing that we don't. We tasted it and now we don't taste it anymore. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm with Matt. I think the Packer fan that experienced Favre and experienced Rodgers hurts today. That hurt is the wrong word. It's more frustrated today than the Packer fan who never saw a Super Bowl win.
Thank you. That's all I was trying to say.
So,
well, I should have done it maybe a little bit more succinctly, but I got there.
Ryan, we watched a game with him. We did a watch along on ESPN Madison's YouTube stream. We talked about the Badger basketball team, and they won a tight game. Ended up being 85-82.
Yep,
over Washington.
85-84, I thought.
No, they took away that basket 82. At the end. Yes,
see? Confusing.
We discussed that and broke that down earlier because we were all confused because it looked like ESPN put out the alert. It was 85-84. Then they took away the basket for Washington at the end. But Ryan, I had no idea, is very interesting to watch a game with. He's very superstitious. He got mad at Jesse Nelson because he told people, hey, you'll see us back next tomorrow because the Badgers are going to win this.
And I wouldn't quite call it superstitious.
Oh, no, you can't do that. Did Jesse really do that?
Multiple times, Evan.
He's like, why don't you sell your case?
You know, wait, prime time. How about this? To back you up now. Last week, my son had a playoff game in rec basketball, and I'm obsessive on my calendar. Everything in my life with my wife and my family and work, every detail calendar. So they announced what times the game would be next week, meaning this upcoming week. And I said to my wife, I'm like, what do you think? Should we put that in the calendar? And she said, no, because we don't want to jinx it. They didn't win. So if they don't win, we don't have that game next Saturday to put in the calendar. We wouldn't put the game. They won. I didn't love his first half. They didn't win in the calendar until they actually completed the victory, and then I put it in the calendar. That's how you operate as a sports fan, not the way Jesse did. That's a terrible job.
See, I'm not quite that superstitious outside of the game itself, but when I'm watching and I'm hearing fans of my team talk about, oh, yeah, so when we play this next game and the next team and being like, oh, yeah, man, they're really playing with their food here in this one, guys. Is this Badgers team going to let us down again? It's like, can we just want them to win and just focus on being fans of the team right now, not thinking of like the next step? How do we come at this? Like, what's our angle for the Illinois game? It's like, can we just hope that they win against Washington right now? Because I was panicking at the end of the game and everyone else was just laughing and I want to rip everyone's head off. Okay, so that's that was the gist of the watch along.
So, Ryan, let me ask you this then. Who are you more angry at? Jesse Nelson for that bit he did with you, or Molly Brown for saying the only woman you've ever been in love with is your mom?
I'm more used to it with Molly because if you listen to the show on a regular basis, that is just kind of the daily dunks Molly gives to everyone. Jesse, I had not had to watch a game with him in a while, so I was getting more annoyed with that situation. Molly, I'm just kind of numb to it.
I mean,
it
we're trying to get it sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Molly dunks on someone.
Yeah,
it's for the dunks.
Molly's dunks by Dunkin' Donuts. We're working on it. Yeah. When Molly dunks on someone.
Evan, Ryan also had an interesting point, and I'm curious what your thoughts are on it. When he watches games, say he's got a puzzle on his coffee table and he's doing the puzzle and watching the game. If things are going well, he is not going to stop doing that puzzle because he's afraid if he does
during a game.
Chips. You're eating. You're dunking your salsa.
Whatever you're doing.
He didn't know either.
Ryan does wear glasses.
Yeah. I'm just saying whatever he is doing at that time while watching the game, it won't change. Puzzle was just an example because it's at a table. And that's something it seems like you might do.
Fascinating example. That I'm on board with, not on the puzzle part, but like I won't get up if my team is rolling
exactly,
and I'm watching
exactly.
a game and it's
yes.
I'm nervous to get – like I may pee in my pants at that point. Like I might as well have to. But I mean, like I won't change it up. I won't. And I feel like it's just so stupid, self-centered, and ignorant on so many levels. Like, I feel like if I have a go-to outfit that I wear for my – like, I wear the same shirt and shorts to run every Sunday during the NFL season for the Patriots. I have the same coffee mug I use on Sunday for the Patriots. And I have the same kind of sweats that I wear watching the games every Sunday for the Pats. For some stupid reason –
Hey, it wouldn't work for you.
But I feel like if I don't do it, they'll lose. Now, think about how stupid that is. As if I have more impact than Tom Brady would or Drake May. It's just the dumbest thing in the world.
Did he do that for the Super Bowl? What were you wearing the same sweats, the same running outfit, same coffee cup for the Super Bowl?
My wife and kids are upstairs in my house right now, so I don't want to say this too loud. They watched with me. They don't normally.
Oh.
Result in I don't want to blame my wife and kids. Again, I didn't love his first half on Saturday with the rebound. Not good. Anyway, but I don't want to blame them.
There's something there. My girls are usually asleep when the Bears have made their comebacks against the Packers.
It's me. I blame them.
I might have to do that too.
Family.
So, Evan.
For sure.
Are you wearing the same clothes that you wore whenever Bam's, or you know, the other night when Bam scored 83 tonight as the Heat take on the Bucks, or like, does that matter to you?
My God.
Yeah, no, I'm just thinking. I actually may be. How many nights in a row do you go with the same like pajamas? Because I may be wearing the same pajamas I wore the other night.
I usually do two.
This would be night three then in that scenario. Oh, I saw the look. So one of two things happens. Either Matt sleeps naked or he's never changed his pajamas ever.
I'm going to let you guess which one that is.
God.
Wait, hold on. Matt, am I right about one of those two? When I saw the look on the video stream on ESPN Wisconsin, ESPN Madison, am I right one of those two is correct?
Essentially, yeah. All right. You're pretty much spot on.
No sleepovers with Matt.
Not entirely
that.
True, but yeah. I don't have pajamas. I don't have pajamas.
With no shirt.
That was not like putting on Ebenezer Scrooge pajamas. Like, it's just like what he
said. No, it's like basketball shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah, I don't sleep in that. I'll wear it until bedtime. And like, I don't want to just get home from work and saunter around the house. But, you know, when it's bedtime, it's down to the boxer briefs and into bed.
You can just walk normal.
All right. Look, you walk normal?
How many? Maybe I shouldn't ask this. How many nights in a row will you wear the same boxer briefs to sleep?
Zero. One time and then wake up, shower, and they're gone.
Gone?
Well, okay. Yeah, I burn them.
So, again, I'm probably asking too many questions, but the world wants to know.
Yeah.
You're currently wearing boxer briefs, I would assume.
Yeah.
Are those the same boxer briefs that you're going to wear to sleep tonight?
Maybe, maybe not. Kind of depends on how the day goes.
I don't want to. Oh, jeez.
Well, I told you, I got bowling later tonight. If I get a little too warm, I'm not going to sleep in them.
No. No, you have to shower before bed. What's wrong with you? Especially if you're going to a bowling alley. That's disgusting.
See, that is the reason why I would change them. Because I'm going bowling.
Wait, Matt.
I would hope you would shower.
Boxers, Matt, on a Thursday night.
Yeah.
Okay, which we're here today.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Thursday night sleep boxers the end of the Thursday boxer or the beginning of the Friday boxer?
Well, Evan, you're going to...
Depends on how much he sweats at night.
Again, you're going to find this pretty on par for me. I typically... My daily shower comes right around like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So these boxers last all night and then I wake up and... go in the gym or do something like that with them, and then I'll shower again.
Is this pre or post nap? Your 2 o'clock shower.
Post nap.
Post nap.
Wait,
okay.
So you don't do a wake up shower or a sleep shower. You do a 2 p.m.
It's a wake up shower because he wakes up from his nap and takes.
Yeah, it's after nap time, of course. But yeah,
what are you gonna do with your baby having the same schedule as you? How is this gonna work out?
It's gonna work perfect. We have the same nap schedule.
No, he's gonna get more naps. Yeah, no, he's going to have more naps. All babies do is sleep for the first, like, 4 months.
Yeah. I feel like this is a match made in heaven.
Because you are a baby.
Yeah.
Do you take naps on your couch or on like, your actual twins. Bed?
What was
he's
that?
He's going to claim they have twins.
No, then I'm in trouble.
No, you and the baby. Those
oh,
are
yeah.
Twins.
My wife. Yeah. Fair enough. My poor wife.
Yes. I think we say that every day. She's a saint.
Yeah, she is a saint. That's absolutely true. Evan, what do you think of the 83 points? Because I thought it was garbage.
He's very hot on this for some reason, Evan.
Why don't you tell me about when you were watching the first quarter of the game?
Okay, I'll give him the first half. 43 points in the first half, very impressive.
No. I'm a Heat fan, diehard Heat fan. I watch every single game, okay? Yeah. West Coast games, I don't usually watch live. I'll watch back the next day. In essence, I watch every game. Mm-hmm. It's my team. I love them. I was watching this game from the beginning. There was never a point the Washington Wizards did anything to stop him. Also, tell me about the guys who are out. Now that you're done with that, because nobody knows that, 4 of the 5 guys that in their dream world were supposed to be starters this year did not play. They had 4 of 5 starters that were supposed to be starters out, including 3 former All-Stars. Who would you like to score? What do you think of Myron Gardner? Go ahead.
No.
This is the problem with this. No one provides context. What would you like them to do? Not have him score points? Why don't we blame the awful team across from them that did nothing to stop him until literally after he had 70-plus points in this game?
But then they start fouling just to get the ball back. That you don't think that's, like, kind of in poor taste?
So who do you think they did that for?
Well, obviously for Bam.
Okay, because I thought they were a team that didn't care about their players, because that's what everybody told me the last couple of years.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you barked up the wrong tree and the wrong person on this one.
You know, clearly. I've never seen team up by 30 fouling to get their player the ball back. I'm like, it doesn't feel like a real 83.
You read about it later. You didn't see it. You're like mad because the internet's mad.
No,
he read the box score.
I definitely saw clips from the last quarter of the game, and there was following that.
But why does it make you mad?
Because they're just doing it for a stat. And, like, the guy, who gets it, knows exactly how it went down. Does it feel as good?
So, Matt, you are literally an Olympic athlete. Mm-hmm. You have competed your entire life. Why have you... And maybe you have prior to this, but why have you in the last 2 minutes not at all brought up another team who knew only one guy was going to score and they knew that from literally the first quarter? Why aren't they getting critiqued for stopping the one guy?
Okay, you're right. The Rondaniers, they obviously knew Rondane was getting the ball and he was going to be scoring. It's like the Iowa game, what was it, 200 plus yards and four touchdowns or something? Like, I understand the idea of feeding him the ball, and if they just fed him the ball, that's one thing. But like,
what was the score of that? That's a great one. That is a great. I was at that game. What was it? November 13th, 1999, something like that. I want to say.
Yeah,
I was at the game as a student. What was this? No, this is good.
No, just back being like, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I said sure.
yeah, you're right. November 13th, 1999.
Yeah,
I was 10.
What was the score when Ron broke the record?
So it appears
under Matt's logic. Yeah, go ahead.
It appears that the Ron Dane got 99 yards, finishing with 216 in a 41-3 victory.
Okay, what do you do in a football game when you're leading the game? You run the ball. It's Iowa's fault for not stopping him, 100%.
Why was he in the game? Why was he in the game? Rip Barry. Go ahead. Rip Barry Alvarez, our teammate. Tell the world.
I'm not saying bench Bam. I'm saying don't foul the other team with 4 minutes left in the game in a 40-point lead just to get Bam the ball back. That's all I'm saying.
The Badgers, I'm glad you brought up Rondane. I wouldn't have even thought of that moment. That's a great comparison that helps me, so thank you.
Who are you thinking of?
The most unstoppable player in the sport that year, they continue to give the ball to in a 41-3 victory. Why? Because they wanted that guy to break that record in front of that crowd in that stadium. The best college town in America, the most beautiful place in the world in Madison, Wisconsin, the best Badger fans for one of the best Badger teams, and Coach Alvarez, to his credit, wanted to pay off 4 years, I'm spitting, of dedication that Ron Dane had to the program. And what you need to understand for us as Heat fans, Bam Adebayo epitomizes everything that they love. He's not a cheat the game guy. He's a defense first guy who maxes effort on all nights. And you know what the irony of all ironies is with this? I have been critical of Bam at times this year. Why? He hasn't scored enough. So finally, this was the moment of like, this is our justification. And thank you to another guy that I've supported, who I believe has had the best comments of all of them on this. And that's Giannis. He was the biggest supporter. He's like, who's going to think about the way in which this was done 30 years ago, 30 years from now? Because we don't remember the details of Kobe's 81. We had Gordon Hayward on our show today. He played a former Jazz player, and he played in Kobe's final game. Kobe shot nonstop in that game in his final game to score 60. I was in Milwaukee at Pottawatomie in a hotel room watching that, as a matter of fact, and enjoying every minute of it. I'm glad he shot 8,000 times in that game. Same thing with Wilt. I mean, Jim was there. He covered that game for 52. Like, what do we want anymore in sports? We get mad when people don't play. We get mad when people don't try hard enough. And now we're getting mad when the guy plays too much and tries too hard and the team likes the player too much and we don't ever acknowledge the other team that should have stopped him at some point.
That's fair. I just didn't like the way they went about it.
My issue is that why Matt picking this battle is
because he's a Heat fan. I wanted to talk to him about the Heat.
So worked up about this, and
for like 3 days. Well, no one else wanted to talk about it.
Because nobody else cares.
So I'm glad we had a Heat fan. Some of that also cared. That's why I brought it up.
But Jim,
thank you, Evan.
Let me back off after I ask the question. Yeah. Let's not make it about Bam. Because let's talk to someone that is an Olympic athlete, a competitor at the highest level. Don't mention Bam. Don't do your best if you can.
Okay.
Not mention Bam nor the Heat when answering this question. Conceptually, what bothers you so much that within the realm of competition, a team could try to win that way? Like, what bothers you? Don't make it about Bam.
Right, just in general.
Like, what bothers you?
So I feel like with curling, it's, you know, they say the gentleman's game, spirit of the game. It just seems like it's outside the spirit of the game. Like, the game, when you do... In basketball, especially when you do foul, it's you're trying to stop the clock so you can get the ball back. Hopefully they miss some free throws and you're able to like come back on a deficit. When you have a lead like that, I feel like it's outside of the spirit of the game. What the point of the basketball game is. They could have been running out the clock. The guy could have just been sitting at the top of the key dribbling. Anybody on that team could have. And that's where like I feel like my issue lies in there. I can't do an equivalent to curling conversation. What is that?
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. So I'm not. This is not a gotcha. I'm trying to understand better. So spirit of the game. So what about teams in sports that don't put players on the court, ice, field to try to win? Is that within the spirit of the game?
When they don't play somebody because they're injured or like you're talking like rest days. I mean,
yeah, I'm saying that. They don't care about the outcome they care about is for the future and not the present. Is that within the spirit of the game?
For the long haul of the game, yes. I mean, I do feel bad for fans that hope to go see LeBron play the Bucks and LeBron decides to take a rest day and they were hoping to see LeBron as well as Giannis on the same court. Like, I also understand that LeBron's 40 plus years old and can't play 82 anymore. Like, it's just, it's not happening. So yes and no. I think in that regard, they're thinking about the long term. They're thinking about postseason. I can buy it a little bit more. I don't love it, but I can at least understand it. I was having problems understanding what happened the other night and why that, like, how that would fit into, like, in my phrase, the spirit of the game.
Understood.
I went from a high with Evan to like that guy is off the air tomorrow.
I don't know where he got high, but yeah,
not at all, not at all. I didn't want to make it about Bam. Mm-hmm. For me, I wanted to understand what about that bothered you so much, because that's what I'm saying. Of like, we have a problem in sports in general, okay, where we rip the teams that tank, and we also rip the teams that try. Mm-hmm. So,
not a big fan of tankers.
So maybe that's why there's so many Packers fans. They're perfectly in between. They're not maxing out, and they're not minimum. Like, they're just not a perfectly in between. They don't max out their ability, and they're never gonna tank.
That
savage.
I think that cut perfectly deep for you. I feel that one.
Evan,
I'm being serious.
I know you are, and it's accurate.
Hargrave, good move. I'm really trying to psychoanalyze this. Maybe that is the beauty of the Green Bay Packers and why fans love them, is that you can always rely that they're never going to cheat the sport by tanking. They're always going to kind of leave you that breadcrumb of there could be a little bit more. Let's stay with this, even if they don't ever reach the pinnacle in the person's lifetime who was born in 2006.
It's true. That's Wait, the problem. The truth hurts.
Loop it all back together.
Yeah, Evan landed the plane for us.
Man, he is such a pro.
20 minutes too late, but that's fine. Evan,
thank you.
Evan, thanks for
saying goodbye to myself.
I mean, we had to have Bam talk. I mean, that's what everyone was asking for.
Matt. I was itching.
See you guys.
Thanks, Evan. That's Evan Cohen on the Yingling guest hotline. Yingling, the oldest brewery in America, now officially in Wisconsin. This is Jim, Matt, and Molly.
You're listening to Jim, Matt, and Molly.
I think, when they got to the NFC Championship games, they had byes.
One seeds?
Yeah, they were byes. Yes. Yeah.
So, Anyways,
semantics.
Facts sometimes get you. No, those are facts.
No, yeah, it's a technical fact.
Take semantical that for facts.
All right, I'm not getting into it. Technical fact? You mean the facts?
Yes.
All right, let's go to bed. You're Madison. Right.
Presented by Coors Light on 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and ESPN Madison on YouTube.